I will tell you, it doesn't take much to please me about the great State Fair of Texas. I've been coming here all my life. But what I've always liked is the Food and Fiber Building, which, of course, is now the Go Texan Building, and it's full of Texas products. And it's really a lot because of the Commissioner of Agriculture, Sid Miller. His picture's everywhere. Everybody loves him, and he's our guest right now in CEO Spotlight. It's good to have you with us.
It's good to be with you, David.
You know, I'm dead serious. Everybody I talk to, I mean, all these, we've been talking to a lot of small business owners, and all of them are talking about the Go Texas program and how important it's been to them. And what about, I didn't realize, I mean, you're like the Texas Small Business Administration.
Well, we're kind of, I like to say we're the Chamber of Commerce for the state of Texas. We promote everything Texas, and we've expanded and added on and changed it from its original beginning. It was just originally to help entrepreneurs, startup businesses, mom and pops, you know, market their product. When I came along, we expanded that. We took it outside the boundaries of Texas. We took it outside the boundaries of the United States. We launched global outreach. The first year I was in office, me or one of my executive team members went to every continent on the globe marketing Texas.
No kidding.
And it's easy. I tell you what, you show up in this big hat, this belt buckle, this West Texas accent, they find out you're from Texas. That's it.
That closes the deal.
Yeah, everybody wants to do business with a Texan.
But these small business people around here are really, it's incredible. They're doing business all over the state. They're doing business nationally. Just talking to a lady who sells her products internationally out of here, and it all started from right here.
Sure. Yeah, we have an international marketing program, export program. We partner with our preferred exporter, which is McLane Global. If you want to export your product to Asia or Europe, we send you to a training with the McLane Global. They you know, walk you through it. They handle all the paperwork, the red tape. You don't have to worry about that. So it's a great partnership between our Go Texan partners and our Go Texan preferred exporter, McLane Global.
You know, the real challenge for small business is the business. I mean, they know how to make soap or make candy or, you know, make crafts or whatever else. But, you know, keeping a balance sheet and working with vendors and everything else, that's the difficult part. Where do they learn that? Do you help them with that?
Well, you know, people are either really good at making something or really good at selling something, but you very seldom find them good at both.
Yeah.
So that's where we come in. They make a really good product. These people have a really great beef jerky. That's where we come in. We come in and said, all right, let us help you. We'll help you build a web page. We'll show you how to get it into Kroger's or HEB. You want to sell it on Amazon, we'll help you get set up there. You want to export it, we've got a program to teach you how to export, and we've got a company that will help you. So it's a partnership that's worked great all these 26 years, and it grows every year. It gets bigger and bigger and bigger.
You had to keep everybody together during COVID. I mean, that had to be a real tough period, especially for small businesses.
Well, you know, I have to brag on our Go Texan members. They came through. We reached out to our distilleries. They said, hey, we can't find any hand sanitizer. Could y'all, instead of make vodka, could you take your vodka and put a little something else in it so we could? They all made hand sanitizer, sent it, didn't charge us a dime.
Really?
We have a Go Texan member called Chi Hair Products. The women, you don't know it, but I don't. The women, that's like the top of the line. They're out of Houston, big company. I called them, said, could you? Yeah, we'll make some hand sanitizer. They made cases and cases of hand sanitizer and gave it to us to distribute to the rural hospitals and first responders and nursing homes. So our Go Texan members really did come through during COVID.
Well, you're creating a bunch of businesses that sell products and people turn around and pay tax on it, and they employ people and make them. So it seems like sort of a self-perpetuating a wheel. It goes on forever.
Well, these vendors that are here and the ones that are members of our program, they're basically the backbone of America. This is the small business. This is the engine that drives America. That's who these people are.
You know, and the real benefit that these people are just beginning to get and will get is lower interest rates, because it seems like falling interest rates help small businesses more than anybody else, certainly more than big businesses.
Well, and most small businesses are not able to operate on their own money, so they do have to be financed. But we actually have grants, marketing grants for some of them. If they want to go overseas to sell their products, we'll pay half that cost to get them over there and pay half their expenses, or reimburse them actually for half their expenses and half their booth space. So we make it very easy for them to expand. We're good partners with them. They're good partners with us.
You know, and like I said, I'll tell you this without just the two of us listening here in the Go Texan, but they all love you. I mean, they all talk about the support that the Go Texan program gets, and they, you know, they put it on web pages. So they say, thank you. This is what got us going.
Well, and we love them back. It's a great partnership. If you go in a store and you pick up a product, and it's got an emblem of Texas with a circle around it, that is the Go Texan trademark. If you go into HEB, I promise you at least half their products are Go Texan branded products. But you'll see them in Bucky's. You'll see them just about any store you go in.
Yeah, you do a great business in agriculture, but you're also a heck of a businessman. You've done well with this. Thank you very much. Sid Miller is the agriculture commissioner for the state of Texas and has been forever and hopefully will be for a lot longer.
I hope so. I got an election coming up. Vote for Miller.
That'll be $20.
All right.
For more of our conversation, go to KRLD.com/CEO. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.